Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix. We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Follow us, watch us at Power 101.7 FM 625. Good morning, everybody. It's a wet throwback Thursday. You're waking up with the number one Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up, everybody? Good morning. It's going to be some rain showers, possibly this morning going on. And then later on this afternoon, clear skies, warm, highs near 70.
Got to get 70.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, it is a little warmer this morning than it has been the past couple days. Got to give a big shout out to the Decatur JV football team. Wrapped up their season last night. Back-to-back undefeated JV champs.
How amazing is that? Yes.
Does that make Coach Tony Morris the most winningest JV coach in Decatur history? That was my question. Two in a row. But we beat a very good Parkside team last night, yesterday afternoon, 20-12. So Parkside was 8-1, and, you know, we were undefeated and continued the streak. So shout out to, you know, the whole team. So tonight is going to be varsity. So that'll be good. Varsity plays at home. It's senior night. So, you know, that'll wrap up the regular season. Then off to the playoffs for varsity.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. So, again, shout out to the Decatur JV football team. What a great season. What a great season it was. A lot of stuff for you guys coming up this morning. After 7 o'clock, we have UFO expert and host of Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. Gio, well, I'll just call him Gio.
Right.
He's actually promoting the History Channel's Ancient Aliens Roadshow coming to Virginia Beach and also New Jersey. So looking forward to talking to him after 7 o'clock. Also after 8 o'clock, in the 8 o'clock hour around 8:50, we have adult film star Tommy Gunn.
Okay,
so if you've ever wondered what it's like to work in the adult film industry, he's going to give us the full rundown, and he also has the new memoir out, talking all about his life, Tommy Gunn Unloaded. You also might remember him from Entourage, among some other things, so looking forward to talking to both guests this morning, and we want you to send us a virtual shout-out. All right. Log on to the Power app, top left-hand drop-down, click on shout-out, record yourself, upload it right here to the studio. And say whatever you want. You know, you can give us a shout out. You can, you know, say what's up to us. You got a Throwback Thursday request. It is TBT. All right. Old school and throwbacks all morning. You want to let us know what you love about Power, what you love about us. We like those messages. But go ahead and record yourself and upload it right here to the studio. All messages subject to be played on the air. All right. 628 up on the other side. We have a 47 ABC update. Let's do this right here.
Say what? Crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trends.
On Power 101.7.
Today is National Candy Corn Day.
It is? I didn't know they had their own day.
Hey, well, you know, they have a day for everything.
Wow.
Including National Candy Corn. Yes, candy corn is mocked in most of the country, but there's apparently four states where it's pretty popular, including Nebraska and Alabama.
Oh.
So there you go. Candy corn. There's an article that asks, have Halloween decorations become too scary? They mention things like, you know, Skelly and the tall skeletons, the lifelike witches, the demons, the realistic blood, the gore, all that. Have the decorations become a little bit too scary? Well, I know we've done stories, you know, of some Halloween decorations and decor going a little bit too far. You know, so I don't know. I guess it all depends. I told you a couple years ago, wanted to get the real huge, skeleton. They sold out quick. 1 in 6 people think pets enjoy dressing up for Halloween. They think they enjoy it. Yeah. Do the pets enjoy it or do the owners enjoy it? A pet monkey got loose from its owner at a Spirit Halloween store in Texas. Talking about the pet monkey that got loose from the truck. The one that apparently had herpes or COVID or whatever it was. Yeah. No. This was another pet monkey in a Halloween store in Texas.
They go to the Halloween store with their pet monkey.
Apparently they spent more than 30 minutes.
Stop it.
Like trying to catch this monkey. It was swinging from the rafters.
You're lying.
Yeah. And the poles.
What?
The owner eventually coaxed it down with a cookie. Yeah.
Come here. Come here.
The monkey wasn't hurt, by the way. Everything's good. Thank God.
What would you do?
What if I lost my pet monkey? Yeah, Jess.
If you lost, you were pet monkey.
I'm going to answer that by saying, yeah, Jess.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine you're in the store and this is going on? What?
No, because I wouldn't be in the store.
You're out of there.
That'd be a quick stop.
You are out of there.
On Monday, a Detroit police officer showed up to court for a virtual hearing wearing a uniform top but no pants, just boxers.
My gosh.
Yeah, a Detroit police officer.
No.
The judge even asked him.
Yeah, what was going on?
If he was wearing pants, and he said, no, sir. No, sir. A Halloween hater in Seattle walked up to someone's yard display on Tuesday and torched it. Yeah, he kicked over the casket, tossed a skeleton dressed like painter Bob Ross in, and set it on fire. He started tossing more decorations on top, and it almost spread to the house, but thankfully neighbors chased him off and put the fire out.
He snapped.
Wild, right?
What?
Here's a couple good news stories this morning. A 12-year-old boy endured years of teasing to grow out his long blonde hair, and donated to cancer charity that made wigs for kids. Aww. Also, a woman from Idaho just flew to Michigan for a wedding of a guy that she only met once 5 years ago. She saved his life when he almost drowned in a river in 2020.
Wow.
And she ended up going to his wedding. And how satisfied with your life are you on a scale from 1 to 10? A study on happiness and health found that as long as you're a 3 or higher, you're at least getting some health benefits from it.
Oh.
Yeah.
3 or higher. That's good.
Anything below, that comes basically with no benefits to your overall health.
Okay.
So think about it. You know, how satisfied in your life are you from a scale of 1 to 10?
Right. Okay.
632. The Bill and Jessica Show. It's Throwback Thursday.